Hello and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Go Fish. And can we just, hold on a second. I said this like weeks ago, but if you go into CBS.com and you go into the cast, Sarah Dawn Thomas, that picture just looks nothing like her.
Yeah, I just looked at it a few minutes ago too. I was like, is that Sarah? It's just amazing. It's amazing what a few weeks in the middle of nowhere will do to you.
It looks nothing. All the other people look exactly alike.
Wait, this, Sierra? SDT?
Sierra Dawn Thomas. Yeah, Sierra Dawn Thomas.
Okay.
Looks nothing like her. I've been saying this. I said this a couple times. It looks nothing like her. Nothing.
Interesting.
Anyway, you can go on.
Okay.
Go get me some fish.
Seriously. Oh, what are you, being a diva now?
I'm a diva. I need to eat. I'm going to vote you off, but I want some fish.
No. Okay. So in case anybody has not noticed yet, Jay is in Charlotte for work. He's got to meet the president of the Googles tomorrow. So, can I say that? Well, I just did. as a result, Nick is joining us. And everybody can thank Boston and his broken shoulder for being the reason why Nick is here. Boston, if anybody out there doesn't know, is one of the co-hosts on The Married Men Show and the newly debuted podcast Owen and Baru's Barbecue, which, for the uninformed out there, that is a Star Wars podcast. And Nick, do you want to give us the Reader's Digest version of how you ended up here from start to finish?
Everybody else I asked said no. I'm glad I'm like your fifth or sixth choice down the line. Who do we keep asking?
Well, Nick, it was like 10th or 11th.
But, oh, okay.
So. No, we don't count.
Who did I ask before you? I really did.
I asked this guy, said, I will work for food. He had a cardboard sign. He said, no, I don't want to do it.
No, I asked. No, Shandy was supposed to do it, and then she stood us up last night.
Shame.
And then we asked Uncle Larry, who also said no. And then we asked every other member of the tribe. No, I'm just kidding.
So who else do we know that watches Survivor?
Then we were asking people that never even seen Survivor.
Yeah.
They said, so the list went on and on. No, I'm just kidding, dude. I'm glad that you're joining us. I'm sorry for the circumstances, which I'll let you explain.
So anyway, like Colleen said, I do the Game of Thrones podcast as well as The Married Man and The Owner and Brews, and we're all just geeks here. But I do watch Survivor and casual person. And but I'm out in California, so it was a very rushed kind of decision of, okay, I've got to hurry up and get here and find an East Coast feed and watch it. And but I did manage to watch the episode, and now I'm here.
Woohoo!
Well, I thought you were recording Star Wars tonight. What happened?
Yes. I was going to record. Oh, okay. You want that whole story. So we were supposed to record Owen and Baru's Barbecue tonight, our second episode, where we're going to discuss proper viewing order of Star Wars. And then all of a sudden we get a message maybe 30 minutes before we're going to record from Boston saying, I can't record. I'm in the ER, because he has slipped and fell in his basement because he's 80 years old and he's fallen and he can't get up.
He was not carrying an old fashioned.
Is he going to get pneumonia?
Huh?
Is he going to get...
That's immediately what I said to him. You can't ever tell this to Jay, because after Jay fell down the stairs... You know, like,
Jay fell down the stairs because he was carrying an old fashioned. And you're right, exactly. He did get pneumonia like the next day.
So, anyway.
That's kind of like karma, isn't it?
It is karma. That's what I almost wrote to Chris. It's karma for making fun of Jay for falling down and hurting himself. But now Chris is in the ER, so it's double karma.
He doesn't think it's broken.
No, it's probably not. It's probably just knock something in the joint or something.
Well, good times. Anybody else have anything before we get into the recap?
No.
All right. Any of the other 16 people I asked before I asked Nick to do this want to call in and give their opinions? You can do that too. You know,
Lucky 17.
Lucky 17.
Wait, someone just said they could do it. Can we cancel Nick?
Yeah, sorry, Nick. A better option just came up.
Yeah, the guy with the sign just said okay.
Okay, see you.
I think Shandy said she could do it after all. Anyways, all right, so I have to say it was just me and Zach watching, and he was pretty good for me. He was actually better than usual. There was only a couple of mommy talk to me. Thank God the pacing of this episode had a challenge, you know.
Well, but two challenges, so he was happy.
He was very happy.
Which challenge did he like the best?
The first one.
The first one? Really?
Yeah, right? Well, the first one had more action. That's the one that...
The second one.
Sorry. The one that Culpepper won. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But he likes them
both.
That's
the second one. Yeah.
I said, who do you want to go home? And he pointed to Ciri. And I was like, why Ciri? And he goes, I don't know.
She didn't read the fine print.
She didn't read the fine print. She's not that good at challenges. So probably to a kid's point of view, she's like, she's not that fun.
Yeah, he's probably like, man, that lady's crying again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
It'd be hard for me to vote her out, though, because she's one of the sweetest people in the world. But, you know, she's like,
She's sweet, but she's crafty.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. She's smart. Well, and that's why she's so good at the game, though, is because she's that way. She's the person
she
who lies.
She's hurt herself today, though.
I am terrified that this is going to come back to haunt her next week.
I don't see how it doesn't.
Yeah, because Sarah seems... like pissed, and if this wasn't, you know, picking up on Sarah to either go home Final Four or get in that Aubrey in Karong edit where she goes to the finals and gets like two votes, I don't know what is, but anyways, let's start. So Survivor Game Changers episode 11, Parting Is Such Sweet Sorrow. We start at Maku Maku night 32. Andrea had noticed that Sarah had a very confused look on her face during the vote out of Sierra, and she has some concerns with that and her loyalties. Sarita wants to take Sarah to the end with her because she notices that she's pissing some people off, but Andrea still wants her out. We go to day 33. Sarah speaks slowly and deliberately. That was my note for myself. Anyone else notice that when Sarah gives confessions, they're very... boring.
Like, well, she's very detailed.
She speaks like she is a kindergarten teacher.
That could be it.
She's not. She's like, a cop.
It's like when my wife used to watch the 16 Pregnant, and they would be reading there. Now I have to go find a job. Anyway.
So you're not saying that she's reading cue cards from the producers, but...
No, I'm not saying that, but that's how it sounds when you're watching those shows.
I guess so. I don't know. It's a stark difference between somebody's confessionals like Aubrey, who gives great confessionals when she's allowed to talk, since she's kind of been like Purple Aubrey all season, or... Andrea even gives good confessionals, and of course Ciri gives great confessionals, so it's just such a contrast, I guess, Sarah's manner of explaining.
Michaela gives good confessionals.
She does.
Yeah.
It's almost like Sarah's trying not to make any mistakes.
Yeah.
So, she's trying to do it logically, not emotionally.
And maybe she's trying to do that thing with the, you never want to be the one, well, I have the power, because didn't she say I have the power the first time she was on, then she got voted out?
She did.
Okay, so I think she knows that if you give a bad confessional, you're out of there.
I don't know if you give a bad confessional, because your tribe mates don't hear your confessionals unless you're loudly doing it, you know.
Oh, you know what, the crew goes over there, you know what she just said?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't want to start any stories. Anyway, Sarah...
I'm starting.
The next morning, puts on a little show... Sarah confesses that she put on a show for Sierra at Tribal Council the night before to look shocked and... like, oh my God, I'm so surprised. What's happening? You got voted out. And that worked because she got the legacy advantage. And now she has two advantages. The steal a vote one and
How did she get... Did they just hand it to her?
Yeah, well, remember last year when Ken is a 10 got it from Jessica? She wrote the little note that you could have this. And he just found it in his... It was placed in his bag the next morning by production.
So nobody around camp noticed him going, putting something in someone's bag?
I guess not. I don't know. You'll have to ask ask somebody that played last season if they noticed that.
It just seems odd to me if you see someone in production going, whose bag is this?
Maybe.
All right. Okay.
Anyways, so she now has two advantages. She's shooting for the stars and wants Andrew gone. She knows that this has to be the right time. Because as she keeps pointing out to us, this is game changer. She's going to change the game. This would be game changing.
She just got a tattoo game changer done.
Well, it's kind of reminding me of like last season when how every single person, you know, kind of started their confessional with, well, because I'm a Gen Xer, I do this, or these millennials, they don't do that. So
yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what it reminds me of. Go ahead.
I haven't seen anything that was really game changing so far this season. I mean, Sarah's doing what they did two seasons ago, where it's all the floating alliances, where it's like, oh, it's working. This works for me this week, and then this week it works for me to do this, but it's still not anything crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Good point, Nick. All right, cardboard guy, you go. Goodbye. Nick made a good point.
Very true, very true. But I want to bring back this confession. Keep in mind this confessional of her saying she puts on the show for Sierra, and I'm going to come back to that later on. So we have the first immunity challenge, and it's a Survivor classic. The last time it was done, Cochran set a record. He did it in 17 minutes.
Aubrey's boyfriend.
Yeah, Aubrey's like, my boyfriend. And then Prope teases her about her crush and little love connection. And that perhaps if she wins the challenge, she can win Cochran's heart. That was hysterical. I thought that was so funny. Aubrey wins her first individual immunity challenge in record time in 6 minutes.
I think I would suck at this challenge.
I would probably suck at this challenge. But Aubrey got so excited.
You have to keep one arm. I couldn't keep it steady enough.
I wonder if she practiced this one because she got so excited when she saw it.
She did.
Also, what are the what's our odds now? The Vegas odds that Cochran comes to the finale and Probst tries to set up a love connection. We get some.
I think Aubrey proposes marriage to Cochran.
I think he'll definitely be at the season finale because he was in that one little episode for the Island. So
he helped Debbie so much that he asked you back.
He did.
Because no one's found out what Exile Island was, because that was a dream come true for her, for Debbie.
For anybody,
It changed her life.
Yeah, that's right. It actually did change that she did come back and kind of bury the hatchet begrudgingly with Culpepper. So I guess it did work in a way. But I really like Aubrey this season. Maybe it's because she doesn't have the way that Sarah is now bugs me the way that Aubrey bugged me during her season. Does that make sense? Like her first season.
Basically, Aubrey, we don't see her playing the game.
Right.
But she's like a fun character. I don't know. Clearly, she's not going to the end.
Yeah, because
She might go final three, but this time she can't win. She can't win.
Because, Colleen likes to talk about edits and the way the show is edited. Aubrey has been that character the whole season where you don't even remember she's even in this season. I mean, she has a couple of scenes where you're like, oh, yeah, she did that.
Which would be perfect to take her to the finals with you.
It is, but exactly. If she's in the final three, she's the person that no one's going to get any votes unless it's a surprise win. Because, where did that come out of? It came out of nowhere because you never saw her the whole season. I don't know. I was going to say Ty would be my bet, but I don't know. Coming on the next on might not be. But that's just my opinion.
You never know with Ty.
Yeah. And then Culpepper's getting some momentum. So
I think he can win it now.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I like his story this season and the fact that he's, I think it was Zeke or somebody that was talking about it. Like, he's playing it for redemption for himself because his first season he was so labeled a bad guy that this season he's trying to be this neutral, good guy character to redeem his character.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he was a bad guy. I said bad player.
Bad player, yeah.
Yeah, but he's been good this season. I think I'm going to lose 5 points.
Oh, I'm so close to those 5 points. I can taste them from both of you. Woohoo!
He should have been voted out today. Yeah. That was a mistake.
Yeah. Well,
they had bigger fish to fry the first time, and the second time, well, he won immunity, so.
But Andrea is a big threat, though. I mean,
there were no fish because he didn't go fishing.
That's very true. All right, yeah, so we'll get to that now. Oh, before the commercial, did everybody see Andrea's little GG quote about how it's time to get Sarah out? And I was like, oh, Andrea, sweetie. Telltale side. Anyway, we go to day 33, and Aubrey feels good to finally have a high. She wants to vote out Brad. And this part was Zach was kind of talking to me, so I think that he talked to me after the challenge both times because he really likes the challenges. Michaela goes searching for Brad in the forest, and I think she was trying to give him a heads up here. She was like, I think you need to go fishing. And he's like, huh? She's like, fishing. So I don't know.
Feed us.
Yeah. Do you guys like Brad, Jack, did you feel like he was giving her, like, she was giving Brad, like, a hint, like, I think you need to look for the idol or something like that?
No, I think she wanted to eat. I think she thought he was going home. Or if he wasn't, she just wanted to eat. Why is he not, she said, why is he not fishing?
That's very
true. Why is he not out there bringing us fish? So I think she just wanted to eat, and she's very blunt.
Interesting.
If she thought there was an idol, I think she'd be out looking for it.
Very true. Okay, well, I totally misinterpreted that. All right, I stand corrected. So Brad thinks that because Michaela is being a diva by forcing him to go fishing. Aubrey feels like she can see things a bit more clearly with the necklace around her neck. Andrea wants to target Sarah. Aubrey wants to target Brad. Ceree wants to keep Sarah in the game, so she suggests voting out Andrea, and then she knows that it's got to be between Andrea or Brad the challenge threat. We head over to Tribal Council, and it becomes a argument over are you going, when you're sitting at the final three, does the jury reward good gameplay, as Sarah points out, or as Sarah brings up, or hurt feelings, as Aubrey brings up. And this actually was kind of interesting, because Aubrey, you know, was very big on the whole hurt feelings thing, and she was notoriously, on a season, she got burnt because she hurt people's feelings, where she should have won that season, but she didn't because people were upset. So it's interesting takeaway that she has from her first game.
Yeah, I said, you hope that they don't vote with, because I always hope they vote for who the best player is.
Yeah, but they never do. That's
well,
what
they
sucks.
Do sometimes.
Sometimes they do.
But you watch the Ponderosa and like that, you can see how bitter a lot of those people are because they're so egotistical. And that they're like, oh, I can't believe that person beat me.
But look at Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people weren't bitter against Wu by any means. They didn't like Tony. He had a terrible final tribal council, but he still won.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it always.
Because he took Wu, or Wu took him.
Yeah, so they recognized the good gameplay. I mean, yeah. Freaking Aubrey went to the end with Michelle and Ty, and, like, no hate to them. They got there on their own merits as well, but, like, you know, if you're looking for who played the best game, arguably, I mean, it's always, you know, the winner clearly played the best game because they won, right? And whatever they did was something somebody else didn't do, and they, you know, so...
Whatever, it depends on who you're with, and Aubrey lost to a bitter jury.
Right, and that's why I thought it was very interesting that Aubrey made the argument here that you can't hurt people's feelings. And then...
Well, she did say something about being on the jury sucks. Well, she's never been on the jury.
Well, it still sucks.
Well, how would she know? She said it like she has been on the jury before, so maybe she's spoiling us.
maybe. But Andrea lands kind of in the middle, saying that if somebody's going to blindside somebody else, it's not a good idea to be BFF with them all day long. which I agree with, because that is when you kind of do tend to hurt feelings, because if, so this is why I want to come back to Sarah saying she put on a show for Sierra Dawn Thomas, you know, like, oh my God, I can't believe that you went home. I would not be surprised if Andrea turns around, it's the first thing she does when she gets back to Ponderosa, and maybe if you're listening to this, you've already watched your video. Clearly, you know, I did not before we started recording. The first thing she does is be like, so Sarah flipped on you, Sierra. Like, you thought that she was on your side and you know, but she was just acting like your best friend all day, and she still turned and voted you out to get, you know, well, she doesn't know about the advantage, but, like, to... for her own means. So
right.
That'll be
a fun Ponderosa.
I know. Mm-hmm. I think that Sarah is generating some hate, especially because with the next person that gets voted out.
But I see the hate, but as far as gameplay,
well, and that's
where you have to, if you respect the game and you can take your personal feelings out, I'd have to vote for Sarah because that was a great move by her.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But if you're bitter, you're not going to vote for her.
Yeah. Or if you're sitting next to somebody who can make a case that they played a better game, which is why...
Right now, who's playing the best... Of the remaining players, who's been playing the best... Especially of late, who's been playing the best game?
Well, Sarah.
Before tonight, I would say Ciri. Up until the Tribal Council, I would say Ciri is playing an awesome game. She just got... She got gut. And that
overthought.
Really... terrifies the crap out of me.
Yeah, she screwed up.
So, should have read the fine print. But,
yep.
Moving on.
Just like in marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Brad, you know, makes a plea for his case and says, you know, it's you gotta get before you get got. You know, points out that there's six of them in that alliance, and they can't all go to the final five. So, you got to cut out the person that's going to cut you down. He was right. I mean, it would have been Andrea probably cutting people out. But I think Ciri is running that alliance more so than Andrea and just hiding behind Andrea, because we see Ciri just making these beautiful, delicate little, like, even with her conversation with Ty, and then it just all came crashing down, but it was beautiful until the end. But
Culpepper has some anger in his... he's clearly fighting for his life.
And he knows it. But it's interesting that we're not seeing that story, that Culpepper as underdog story.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because by all means, he needed to win the way Mike Holloway needed to win, like, every episode, every challenge, like, in his home stretch. And we're not seeing that at all. So I find that, I don't know what to make of that. Does that mean we're not?
No, because like I said, I thought he was clearly gone. I thought they were just trying to give us a little misdirection. I said, okay, Culpepper's going to be gone here. That's the right move. And I was like, wow, they didn't do it.
Right. Well,
and then he wins it, and then he wins its immunity and screws everything up.
Mm-hmm. I guess how many times have we seen that happen?
But how many times that happened on Survivor, where the person you want, you go, okay, well, wait one more time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then they win.
Right. Which is what made Tony's game so whatever, because as soon as he decided he wanted somebody gone, he never kept them around. It was never wait one more time. Which
no. If you want them gone, you get them gone.
Yeah. Gotta get got sense. You gotta get before you get gut. So
right.
Anyway,
get it done.
we go back on 8:33. Which it's also incredible to me that all this stuff happened within 24 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, this was booking it. So we are at 9:33. Aubrey gets back to camp, and she's really upset and, like, kind of shaking a little bit about the ups and downs of her day. Like, she got immunity, and it was amazing. And then, you know, the person she trusted most was gone. Ty consoles Aubrey, which raises alarms for Ciri. I really thought that they were setting this up for Ty idling somebody out. Because how many times did we hear about his damn idols tonight? But
mm-hmm. Over and over and over again. I don't think he has them anymore. I think he lost them.
Are they non-transferable?
But, but Aubrey, what's the deal? Come on, poker face. Jeez.
I know. how funny would it be if the challenge word that they have to unscramble next season is "this is non-transferable"? That's like
the and Cerie's on, and she gets it.
Yeah, I know, right? She's like, oh, I
now I see it.
That's the word of the day, non-transferable. And you have to laugh about it, because it's like I was wearing a sweatshirt, and talking about Suri possibly being in deep doo-doo is like making me sweat right now. I just took it off. Like, that's how like, upset I am. Anyway, so immunity challenge number two. So Suri was terrified up there, which, and her bucket got stuck, which, to be fair, I would have been the exact same way, because that was hella high and water is scary. So yeah, and clearly we see. Sorry, go ahead.
You haven't eaten in 35 days and you're tired. Do you really think about that?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping, because she's so great at puzzles, that she was going to pull out like an epic cast, like come from behind puzzle win. But alas, once they didn't show just, her she at was just all.
She was just too far behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like Jeff. Jump in, Suri. Jump in.
Just do it.
Now, what if she would have broke her leg or something?
Well,
no, I meant go down the stairs. I didn't say jump in the water, Suri.
I guarantee you if she had broken her leg, Prope screaming do it would not have made air. That would have hit the cutting room floor immediately.
He goes, and all this time I thought nobody ever listened to what I was saying this whole time.
It is scary, though. Like, have you guys ever jumped into a pool with like a full set of clothes on? It's extremely scary because all that, if you're wearing cotton, it just weighs you down so much. And if you're out of shape, you're screwed.
I can't jump into a pool with a bathing suit on. I don't know how to dive because I'm terrified of diving.
Mm. I did it. I told this to the Merry Man years ago. Did it once after a lot of shots of Jaeger.
Oh, I have heard this story.
So I've done it. Wasn't afraid.
Oh, you had a little liquid courage.
My shoes were really wet, but that's okay.
And clearly this was the days before cell phones, so.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to worry about that.
Yep.
No picture didn't happen.
Yes.
Well, my phone didn't get wet either, so. You have to think of those things now. Before, when, you know, back, you could just jump in a pool. You'd have to worry about your cell phone getting wet or anything like that.
I know.
It's, you know, like I've been to so many parties, you know, like now today is where if someone, you can't just push somebody in the pool anymore because it's like you owe me $1,200 because my phone was in there, all this other stuff, and it's like, oh crap.
Yeah, the good old days where you could push somebody in a pool
are gone.
Oh man, it just life's technology has screwed everything over.
Seriously. All right. Anyway, moving on. Michaela almost has it. But as soon as she pulled it, like, you know, they showed the whole thing, I was like, oh, she doesn't have it. I was so upset for her because she really just wants to. I think she just wants to play again and again and again so she can just win challenges. I don't even think that it's the game. It's just the challenges.
And she kicks the puzzle, and I like Jeff's line, that always helps.
I know, that always that always helps. Jeff got saucy at the end of this challenge as well. Salty. You got a little salty.
Salty.
And saucy. Why not? Salty and saucy.
Salty, saucy.
Yeah.
But Michaela.
You got a little salty sauce. There we go.
Michaela always strikes me as someone who's extremely smart and extremely competitive, but she has that handicap of youth and that she's arrogant in it. And she vents. That's her Achilles heel, is that she vents her frustrations.
Yeah, she can control her emotions.
I would love to see Michaela come back in like 10 years, and I think that she could easily be kind of like the next Suri, maybe even.
I agree. I think a 35-year-old Michaela in Survivor would be extremely dangerous.
I know.
Because, like you said, you nailed it. She's smart. She's great in challenges. She's athletic, but she just
can't
lets her
emotions
get
to her. And it's youth, and that's exactly right.
And I think that's what it is that she knows that. She knows that she's that good, but she's constantly undermined or at least not thought of as a threat. It's because of her emotional instability.
Plus, like you said, when she goes to Brad, get me some fit, you know, go fishing. Go. Yeah. You're saying the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's really funny. Where Suri
most people, especially this late in the game, you're trying to watch what you're saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny that I didn't even
pick up the only one it works for is Sandra.
Well, that's because Sandra is a very special blend of being able to control her emotions when it works, and being able to straight shoot from the hip.
Right.
Did I talk about, was it on this show I talked about, or was it on The Tribe, that the Sandra, was it Jesus Diaz Twine or Sandra Diaz, it's like memes of Jesus, but it's from the Funny 115 from Mayor Lenz's site. It's like all memes of Sandra quotes, but like placed in front of like historical, like biblical, like things.
Must have been The Tribe.
Okay, it is. It's amazing. It's amazing. Like it's all of like her best one-liners and more. It's just it's really great. It's really great. It's not safe for work because there's some F words on it, but it's
really
hysterical. I will have to share it with you. Yes, when I will find it and share it with you guys before the night is over. And maybe
all right. Yeah, perfect.
We're moving along pretty quick with this. This is quicker than a Jay episode. Oh, speaking of quicker than Jay,
Wrong podcast.
Fishback tweeted. Oh my God, Fishback had an amazing tweet tonight. Hold on, please don't get bored. Let me look it up so I don't.
While you're doing that, if you'd like to become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JayandJack, or you can go to jayandjack.com. It says become a patron, little bit button. Or if you shop Amazon. Nick, do you shop Amazon?
Oh, no. I had an awesome joke that I to transition into Patreon. But yes, please, Amazon.
Okay.
No, we can Amazon. Say it again at the end of the show.
Go to jayandjack.com. No, jayandjack/Amazon for all your Amazon shopping needs. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So he said... Oh, man, where is it? Damn it.
Did he cry all over his...
Okay, Cochran takes 17 minutes to finish, but it only takes his girlfriend Aubrey 6 minutes to finish. Sounds like the basis of a good relationship. Oh, I thought that was really funny.
That is nice. Could really go into more detail, but I think we'll leave it alone.
I don't think that there's any more detail needed. Also, I saw, while we're talking about that, I saw Andrea tweeted that she now has received more votes against her than any other contestant in Survivor history.
Really?
Mm-hmm. People, I guess, just always want her out. And kudos to her because, you know, she's made it post-merge and pretty far into the game each time, so...
I always think she has a chance to win.
Yeah. She's smart. She's intelligent. Yeah, she's great at challenges.
Good in the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Really smart and likeable. Intelligent are the same thing.
But. I don't know. Like I was saying to Jack before we hit record, though, like it was the first time she tried to vote for Zeke out. It was whatever she said into the camera when she voted for him. It was like something like, see you, bye. Or it was something just, it really rubbed me the wrong way to make me lose a little respect for her because... She just didn't seem to have a lot of humility or grace in the fact that, like, hey, you're voting someone out. Like,
I think she's somebody that is a victim of her own enthusiasm and her own momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could go with that.
That would be my problem if I ever played Survivor. I think I could make it fairly far, but at some point, I don't know if you guys have noticed this about me, and everybody that was here in Raleigh last weekend probably noticed this, that when I get really excitable, I don't have, like, a rein it back in. So.
Yeah. No.
That's why I went to bed at 3 a.m. every night last weekend.
No, I know Jack has auditioned. Jack's auditioned many times, but I actually think Jack would be good at Survivor. You know, as long as he could be a physical threat, just because Jack plays it pretty cool. From at least the angle I know Jack.
Those days are gone, though.
Yeah,
the physical part.
Well, I just meant because like. I don't see you frustrated a lot, Jack, but usually you're pretty good at keeping it pretty cool. So that's what I think.
When I was younger, I was a lot like Michaela.
Oh, okay.
I was a lot like Michaela until...
So like 45-year-old Jack would have been excellent at Survivor.
Yeah, because I'm more... I have a temper, but I'm able to keep it in check. I've been doing that a lot lately at work, where I've been biting my tongue and I just go...
All right, anyway... it's because you got more mature. So Jack 15 years ago couldn't play, but Jack now just like would be a bigger threat, just like Michaela in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you go. And I think that's why it's generally more mature people that win Survivor.
Well, yeah, like cause you said, like that's what I was kind of trying to say about Audrey. Andrea. I mean, because she's made it far every time she's. Andrea's made it far every time she's played. But as I'm saying, like, it's just she. Everyone who wins this game, not everyone, but the majority of them, they have a cunningness about them to where it's like, I'm going to get you to do this, but you're going to willingly do this. And then, I mean, yes, there's definitely times where they backstab each other and they're bitter about it when they don't vote that way.
Yeah, but.
But you never. You don't ever see them just openly have disdain for, like, other people or, I don't know, there's just. You know
unless you're Russell Hanson, that's right. Why he didn't win.
Because yeah. Even like Zeke, like Zeke, Zeke has that winner, that winner ability. You know, because like yes, he does play a lot with other people and like different teams, which gets him caught. But no one hates Zeke. He's really that humble winner. He would be that guy that's like, oh yeah, I won because I manipulated you to do this, and that's why I deserve to win. He'd be that guy that could make that case.
But he does his moves too soon.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't
he doesn't have to make the moves yet. You know, when he at the time he makes them, and then yeah. You go, "Oh, Zeke, don't do this." No, not yet, not
right.
yet, not
and
yet.
And that was the problem the first time with David was, you know, he made enemies with somebody who was just as capable of, you know, standing back up to him. And David played a different game. Zeke played a more confident game. David's game was, I'm confident, but I'm also, oh my God, I don't know. I poor me. Please help me. Ken, you have to make sure that you protect me. Which I guess we'd all be saying out there. Like, oh, Ken, can you protect me? But Culpepper edges out Michaela, getting back to the challenge. And he, like, flips his lid like he is just like throwing sand, and you know it's like football player Culpepper is out, and you can see Probst is like tickled pink about it. He's like, look at this
even Troyzan was like kind of laughing. to give him credit, he had to start the puzzle almost all over again because he had this space.
Yeah.
And he was able to just boom, 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 boom,
sometimes
and get it back. And I'm like,
I wonder if that is a better way to do it, because you see what's missing and all of a sudden it just clicks because you right. have all your pieces laid out. It's kind of like the same thing, because I think that if I had to do something like that, if it was a pretty level playing field, I think I might have laid all my pieces out first to see, like a puzzle, because slow and steady mm-hmm. sometimes does win.
Right.
But I don't know. Anyway, you know. He was just like,
well,
he had
to win.
Yeah, like pick someone else. Like, it was like it was all the feels coming out.
Now he did that. He won. But you think him saying pick someone else? He was kind of angry. I mean, I think it was his emotion, raw emotions.
Yeah.
Did he hurt himself with potential jury members by rubbing it in their face he won?
To be fair, probably not more so than he was already hurt. Like,
yeah,
because that's like,
I mean, I wouldn't hold it against him, but I know there's people out there who go, oh, Brad Culpepper.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between what he did, because a lot of that's out of frustration, and I would understand that as a player, but you know, it's a difference if he got in someone's face, was like, "In your face, I won." Then you're like, "Yeah, you're gone."
So, you know, if you're on the jury and he's one of the final three, and you go, "Brad, you told me to pick someone else on that challenge."
Okay,
I'm going to pick someone else.
You know what? And you know what? That would be lame, bitter jury to the bitter jury. At least the people that
definitely would be a Jonathan Penner move, but I you know. You got to think that someone's going to say it if they're not voting for him anyway.
Right.
Wouldn't you try and say it?
Well, the thing is, at least the people that are left, if you look at it, are all, and I hate to say this because I feel like I say this a lot, but are all older, more mature players now, the people that are left. We have, you know, Sarah, Troyzan, Ty, Aubrey.
Three.
And who's six? Who am I missing?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, they're all... Michaela was
Culpepper.
Oh, Culpepper, duh. Michaela was the last of the... like kind of like
the kids,
hot-headed kids. And I hate to say that because, you know, I love Michaela to death, and I don't want to feel like I'm, you know, snubbing my nose
at
you.
She's a fun player. I like her as a player.
Mm-hmm.
But like Nick said, she needs to come back in 10 years to win.
And I think mm-hmm. that she could do that, and it could be amazing. Because she has, like, the awesome, snappy confessionals of, like, Sydney from Korong. But, like, I think she could have the awesomeness, like, the brains of Michaela. Michaela. She's Michaela. I'm glad she could have her own brains. of, like, a Ciri. And, you know, I feel like she's got this great, you know, kind of, like, hybrid. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, it's exciting. I'm excited for 10 years from now.
She almost has a Sandra personality. But Sandra knows when to control it, whereas Michaela doesn't.
Exactly. Sandra's very, because even her emotional outburst, she's very strategic about them. Like, she had to goad Tony because that was where the crowd was going. That was the vibe. She had to show, like, hey, I'm with you guys. I'm not, you know, Winner's Alliance here. Like, I'm with you. Like, right. So, all right. Anyway, Propes made, like, this comment, like, you know, clearly you felt like you needed to win. And Culpepper's just like, yeah, clearly. Hello, duh, Brad. Jeff.
And we forgot to say when Aubrey gave back her immunity idol, he said the spin and smile, or smile and spin, whatever. What is it he says?
He said, like, spin and something, but I think that Propes likes Aubrey a lot, and I think we'll see Aubrey again in the future, regardless of if she wins tonight.
But that's the second time he said to Troyzan the first time. I go, Jeff, it's not catching on. There's no hashtag for it. So
stop trying to make smile and spin happen.
Yeah. Why would I smile? I'm losing the immunity. I'm giving it back. Why would I smile?
Yeah, what did he say? It wasn't smile and spin, but it was something like that. I should have written it down. Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, then she tried to walk away from it. And
yeah.
I think that just like Propes loves him some Cochran, and I think he loves him some Aubrey, and I feel like his wet dream would be for the two of them to be together. Like, my favorite
maybe we can get them to propose live on Facebook.
Oh.
Since Nick won't do it.
All right. Yeah, let's move on. Because remember how we were doing so good at time a little while ago? Now we're kind of caught up. Then, before we go to commercials, Ciri says that she is ready to take out someone who is a threat to her. Which, again, I was kind of like, I don't feel like this is a GG quote for Ciri, but I feel like this is gonna, whatever is going to happen, it's not going to be a threat to Ciri. Like, this is terrifying me.
At this point, I didn't see I know she's talking about Ty. I don't see it as a threat.
Well, I still don't understand. Well, I think that she thought that everybody else want to take Ty to the final three, and he would be a threat to her plans for that.
I guess.
I don't know. We'll talk it through when we get there. So anyway, back at camp, Ty knows that he thinks he's got to get Sarah out because it's scary big boy time, which I was really sad that there was no hashtag, but I really hope that somebody makes a t-shirt of that.
Scary big boy time.
Because that was amazing, and I love you, Ty. You know, that's what Uncle Larry says every night when he's really thirsty. I need some scary big boy time. Aubrey wants to get Ty out because she knows that the longer he's in there, the more it's going to hurt her game. I think she picks up on camp that people think that, you know, there's something going on with the two of them. And it's a shame because Aubrey is so smart again this season, even from what we hear, but she just must not be as big of whatever happens to the end game as the other people like above her.
I think you just believe her.
And she's so amazing. You know,
so I think you just get blindsided by the fact that,
except if you're Sarah, apparently. So
yeah,
Ciri tells Sarah, you know, Ty wants her out, and then Sarah's just like, no, I don't think so. Like, I'm going to give you, this is my advantage. I'll give it to you, and, you know, you do, as a sign of trust. And, Okay, how many times do we think that Sarah, like, asked every single producer on set with her there that was just, she was like, you know, if I give this away, it really can't be played, right? Like,
because she was 100% positive she couldn't use it.
Yeah, she had to have been.
Tariq couldn't use it. She had to have known, yeah.
Yeah. She had to.
She read the fine print.
That would actually be a great question to ask.
Yeah. How many times did you make sure? Like, how many different people, you know? And it was brilliant of her to do that, especially when you think, like, how she must have known, like, beforehand. Not even, like, fine print, because, you know, non-transferable, like, is there some kind of fine print below that? Like, you know, depends on your definition of, because, you know, yeah. History has shown us that depends on your definition of things. So, you know, this whole sequence, like, I love it in the gameplay wise, but I hate it because Ciri and, oh, I'm so torn. I have such mixed emotions right now, guys.
Well, she said, the person that I'm doing this will thank me tomorrow.
Okay, yes. Okay, yeah. Okay, sorry. We'll get to that. Okay. Michaela doesn't know if she should play it or not. She's talking it out with, Ciri's talking it out with Michaela, and she just says, you know what, I'm from old school. Like, if you got it, you play it. And, you know, I kind of like that. Like, just the, like,
but
owning
No, don't do it.
I know.
Don't do it.
But I did like the owning it. I thought that was at least, you know, like, hey, this is my reasoning. Like, there's no wishy-washy, like, should I do it, should I not? You're straight up, like, I'm old school, like, you got it, you play it. Like, get this, you do it.
What if she was allowed to play it?
It would have been incredible.
Ciri voted for Ty. And a couple people voted for Sarah. Ty plays his idol and Sarah goes home.
Mm. Well,
that would also have hurt Ciri no matter what.
Well, not really, because Sarah would have gone home, and the only reason, because, the only person it would have hurt her with was Sarah.
Well, because then who's in her alliance? Aubrey wasn't voting for her, wasn't voting for Ty, right?
No, Aubrey voted. It was just, I think it was just in the end, Aubrey and Ciri that voted Ty.
Yeah, okay, so but then she would have had Michaela. She would have had.
No,
they wouldn't have
I'm
had
sorry. It was Aubrey and somebody else voted Ty, because I'm pretty sure that Ciri voted for Aubrey. So then who was the other Ty vote?
Michaela?
Oh, yeah, duh. So okay. Michaela and Aubrey voted Ty. And because I'm pretty sure that when we were watching the votes at the end, I was like, oh my god, Ciri was that Aubrey vote? So,
anyway, I just don't think it was. It wasn't going to be a good move for Ciri.
Well, I think that it would have been. If she could have played it, I think that it would have been incredible, because you're grandstanding to the jury, you're showing, you know, you've got your loyalties with, you know, Michaela and whoever else. Like, I feel like
she wanted Aubrey off, right?
She did want Aubrey off.
Okay, so Aubrey's gone.
I'm not Aubrey. So I'm sorry. She wanted Ty. I apologize. You said Aubrey. I thought Andrew.
But she voted for Aubrey, right?
We're gonna get a million emails because I'm made wrong. I think she voted Aubrey, and I think Michaela and whoever else we just said voted for Ty. I meant Aubrey voted for Ty.
Aubrey, Michaela voted for Ty, and the rest voted for.
Well, Ciri voted for Aubrey. Anyway,
Aubrey, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, go.
Yeah. So we have this whole sequence where Ciri tells Michaela that Sarah doesn't believe her. So then she knows Ty has an idol, and lo and behold, Ty has like every damn idol on that freaking island. And she's got to. Oh, except for Troy, Zen has one too. But she's got to get him to trust her. So she tells him about the advantage and tells him that he's getting voted off and is like, trust me, don't use your idol. Like, and he believes her and doesn't play the idol despite whatever. So, like,
she was tearing up.
I know.
You can't say anything. I'm like, oh, God, she's good.
She's so good.
Wait, wait, I'm getting voted out and I'm not to play the idol that you're going to vote for me?
She's so good. Mm. And Ty, I would have
said,
like,
I would have said, okay, yeah, all right, I'm 100% in. Thanks. And then I would go, I'm playing my idol, Jeff.
Well, and then mm-hmm. I kind of have to wonder, like, all of that happened, right, based on what we saw, and Ty still did not play any idol, and he has two, and he has three chances left to use them. So you think that maybe you would...
He should definitely be Final Four, but we'll see what happens.
Like, you
know, I mean, I would have played it.
I would have played it. So I don't know what happened that we didn't see. But okay, yeah, so sorry. So Ty doesn't believe Suri, thinks that it's Aubrey. Ty is like totally freaking out. Should he play the idol? Should he not? We go to Tribal Council, and we have this moment where Suri thinks that she's like doing a good thing and tries to play the advantage. But Sarah gets so PO'd and thinks that Suri is turning on her, and then gets up and talks to Ty, and then Suri goes over and is just like, excuse me, I was trying to do this for you. You can ask Michaela. So then Michaela gets involved, and then Culpepper and everybody else wants to know what they're talking about. And Michaela's like, oh, no, you didn't.
Did Michaela put her hands on Troy's hand?
Oh, I don't know. I was writing notes, so I don't know.
Because there's a point where he comes over there and she goes, you need to go away. And I saw her push out her hand.
I don't know. I'll rewatch it. I think I'm doing the tribe this week, so I'll rewatch it. But, or I'll just rewatch it out of curiosity when we're done. But I feel like if she had done that, that would have been a thing that they showed. Like, you know, Troy's name would have been like,
it was very slight.
Okay, but, it wasn't a push.
It was more of a separation.
Okay, well, I don't know. All I know is this: at this point, it was like kind of insane.
I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, but non-transferable is, and Sarah, this is what made me so mad, is Sarah, and I wonder how much hate she's gotten on Twitter tonight from the Suri fans, or just the fans of Logic in general, for her, like, just blatant, you know, like, overreaction here. It was like she was testing Suri and Suri failed, but Suri thought, you know, I'm doing you a freaking favor, lady. Like, you know, I'm going to steal this vote.
To be fair to Sarah, she doesn't know if she's going to use the vote against her.
Well, why? I know, but you have to think, like, the last time that the vote was used, it was Steven stealing it from Joe, and he used one of the votes. Like, he used Joe's vote to vote for Joe.
Right.
So there's a history established there, but still.
Yeah, so I obviously that, you know, both of them got caught. You know, Sarah got caught basically lying to Suri, and Suri got caught lying to Sarah. But I don't know. I would be upset, too. Like, no, you can't use it.
But there's something
I would have said the same thing.
There's something we haven't discussed yet, though, but does this put a target on Sarah now? Because now that she has this advantage, do all of them kind of go,
no, let's all bug her out? She used the advantage, so they don't know she has another one. Because she stole Ty's vote.
Can we say another play with Ty, too? Why would you agree to have... Okay, you're on the chopping block. Why would you agree to have someone... All right, Ty, I'm going to take your vote.
Well, he can't argue with it. Like, the actual definition of...
But then at that point, here's another reason why he should play the idol.
Yeah.
I don't know what Sarah's going to do. I mean, why would you just sit back and go...
But just like with that crazy Malcolm vote, we don't know what was discussed.
It doesn't matter. I would have played my idol.
Well, we don't know if that went on for another 45 minutes of them talking back and forth, in which it was decided.
I don't care if people swore up and down and put their hand on the Bible, whatever. 100. If I have two idols, one of those idols is coming out tonight.
If you have two, what if you only had one? Yeah. Would you have to have no choice but to trust?
I can't win if I'm not in the game. And I'd be down to six people. I think I have a better shot to win if I'm out. If I go home with an idol, I'm gonna be ticked at myself.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I think I play the idol.
Fair enough. Where did Michaela's name come up though? And I think we have some feedback that we're gonna get into about that. So let's hold off on the answer to that question for the feedback.
Okay.
But after Michaela gets voted off, she's pretty mad at Sarah, and she goes, I don't know how that makes sense, Sarah, but you do you. And then Brad, I think, points out to Ty that Sari voted for him, which, as we saw, she didn't even do, which makes me really scared for Sari for next week.
Well, he said these two, I think he put it to Aubrey and Sari, said these, they voted for you.
Is that okay? Because I'm pretty sure
he pointed to both of them and said they voted for you.
Okay, cool. Well, not cool, but makes me even more terrified. So we've got some feedback. The first thing is from Matt, who is not caught up on the broadcast, and I'm going to shame you right now, Matt, because you should be. But yeah. I guess if you're caught up on this show, then I'm okay with that, too. Why would Sari vote out Andrea? She's someone who appeared to want to go to the end with her. Let's be honest, no way Andrea beats Sari in Final Trouble Council. Andrea and Michaela on the jury means Sarah has a 0% chance to win the game. If Sari can get there with Sarah and anyone but Brad, she wins hands down. They should have voted Brad out and kept Andrea. How hot was Andrea on the jury, though? I would vote myself out so I could go hang out with her at Ponderosa. Hashtag forever survivor crush. She is a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
If Sarah didn't stop Sari from using the advantage, you think that Jeff would have stopped her, or he would just let it happen? That's a great question.
Well, I think he'd have to stop it because that's the rule.
Yeah.
It'd be like the Jeopardy. Where they jump in, where the host makes a mistake.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, they'd have, if that's the rule.
Yeah.
Like you said, obviously, Sarah probably went around and asked the producers.
Oh, yeah.
So they probably had heads up that was going to happen.
Probably yes. But especially if Sari gave any kind of confessional indicating that was going to happen. But can you just imagine Sari getting to play it because Probst didn't read the fine print, and then like some producer like running up and being like, stop, hold on, cut.
Well, yeah, it could have been because it was one of those things on Facebook I read not too long ago. They're in, like, tribal council to us is only 10 minutes long. They said, but most of them go over an hour and they just choose what to put in there. So I could see that where maybe she did play it and then they didn't get to vote yet, but then someone went, oh, did you read the fine print, the producers? And then they had to reshoot that scene to where it's like, oh, you never know.
You know, I say this all the time, that CBS Access, where you get where they have like different shows now where that you have to have that
access
in order to watch. I've been saying for like Amazing Race and Survivor, why not show us a whole tribal council? Show us the whole thing. I'd watch it for an hour to see I don't know if I'd watch it every week, but I'd watch it a tribal just to see how it is the whole time.
I wouldn't watch it every week. I'd be fascinated by it.
No, I wouldn't watch it every week, but
I'd like today like with everything raw footage on All Access, the same way of Ponderosa.
Right, exactly. Just let me see it.
Would you do it? Would you watch Survivor? It was like Ed TV, where it was just 24-hour stream.
No.
No, I know. I know the Big Brother does. I don't know if they still do it on Showtime.
Do.
I guess
Over the top, right? 24-hour stream.
Yeah, but I don't watch Big Brother, so I'm not that into it. But I know some people will watch it nonstop.
Hmm.
I mean, what could they possibly? I mean, most time in Survivor, they're just sitting around doing nothing.
Right.
So sing along or something like awesome.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Let me just finish Matt's email. Sari tried and failed to burn Sarah. I don't think she tried and failed to burn her. I think that she genuinely tried to do something because she wanted to take Sarah to the end. Like, we have heard several times this episode, she wanted to take Sarah to the end. So I think that she tried to get her trust and she got burned in the process. Somehow she still didn't get a vote after that debacle. The fact that she talked her way out of it means she's the winner. It doesn't matter what happens next week. Thanks, as always, for the Thursday Survivor podcast. I disagree. I think Sari's going home. And I think Sarah's definitely going to the final three. And I think she's getting no votes.
I know that if I was Sarah and then the way Sari said, there's a rat in this, and by doing this, I'm going to flush the rat out, that would make me think that she meant me by wanting to steal my vote. But just that to me felt odd.
Yeah, like I said, Sarah might be taking heat from Twitter, but she made the right move. You got to control. If you have something that powerful, you have to control your own game. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't let Cerie dictate. You know, I think Sarah wants to take Ty to the finals with her. Ty won't get any votes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, duh.
So why wouldn't you want to take, you know, Ty with her? She wants to take Ty with her.
Yeah.
So.
I just
right now, the perfect thing for Sarah would be Ty and Troyzan.
Troyzan, yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, because we haven't seen much from Troyzan at all. I wonder if his idol is going to come into play at all.
I almost think it have to. I mean, why wouldn't you? If it's four people left, you can do it.
It's up till final five, so he has two more chances.
Final five, he has. I mean, why wouldn't you play it unless it was screwing somebody in your alliance over?
Right. Unless, you know, Culpepper wins immunity again over the next two votes, and Troyzan knows that in the minority, he's going to go, and he has to play it.
God, can you imagine that? Like, when it gets down to the final three situation, to where Troyzan, Ty, and then it's Culpepper in the final three because all the immunity idols.
I would win all of the points.
And Culpepper would win the...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't think the other two get a vote right now.
I think Tay might from some of the more bitter people out there, but anyway.
Remember when you said pick someone else? I'm picking someone else.
Yeah, I'm picking someone else. Oh, that would be, you know, like the Vetus vote. Remember Vetus told Tyson, "I won't vote for you," so he voted Monica. Anyway, the next email is from Sean, north of Boston. Woohoo! Way to go, Officer Sarah. Guarantee that she told Ty to vote Michaela, took his vote to make it look like she was targeting him. Had to be, or Ty would have used an idol for sure. And I know you guys liked her, but I hope to never see her again. She's a big baby, this Michaela. Like this show owes her something. I even think Jeff was getting sick of her. She kicks it because, quote, she kicks it because that always helps, unquote. So in favor of her favorite phrase, bye, Felicia, Sean, north of Boston. Okay, I will always bow down to a good bye, Felicia. But that's an interesting... I do think that Michaela was their target vote beforehand, and we weren't told about it. We weren't shown it just for the suspense factor. But because... you know, that was a lot of people to get on board in that chaos for one person. But I think that is a fascinating theory that Sarah told Ty ahead of time, privately, vote Michaela, because, you know, Cerie's going to try to play my advantage. And I would love to go back and rewatch, and I probably will go back and rewatch that scene to see if Ty is shocked at all about the whole vote thing. Because that would explain a lot, and I think that is a fascinating theory.
Well, it goes back to even if that was what he was told, he's too trusting.
Mm-hmm.
I still play the idol.
Well, if he's told all this is going to happen and it unfolds exactly that way, I mean, I still play an idol too because I have two of them.
I have two of them. I'm playing that idol.
But at least it explains why Michaela got voted and... That whole thing. Because, I mean, Sarah just was so mad about it. But
I'd be mad too.
Well, not when Cerie explained it to me. But I guess, you know, explaining it at tribal is a lot different than having hours upon hours to explain at a beach. Because Cerie really was trying. I think she genuinely wanted to take her to the end and was actually trying to help her. So,
Sarah doesn't want to take Cerie to the end.
Why would you? Cerie goes to the end with anybody she wins.
So, she's just trying to gain her trust now to get further in the game. But once she has a chance, she's cutting Cerie loose.
Oh, yeah. Let's face it, like, to how awesome Cerie is, Cerie could have literally done nothing but sat, like, twiddling her thumbs the entire season, made it to the end, and still made a case why she should have won. And then won. Because she's that good of a talker.
She is.
Anyway.
That's why nobody wants to go final three with Cerie.
Exactly.
And that's where Cerie's biggest weakness is. She's not good at the challenges.
I'm going to start a hashtag for next week, and I hope that anybody listening to this now also starts the hashtag final three. for Siree. Final three for Siree.
She's gonna have to win a challenge, so I don't see her winning a challenge.
Yeah.
Good point. JP said, just finished the episode. Sorry, Jack, the editing fooled me too when I thought that you guys are gonna win a certain bet.
Well, he sent me a message on Facebook going, oh, I think you're gonna win the bet. And I hadn't even started I haven't even started Survivor yet.
Oh my god, it's too funny. Well, but you didn't, anyway, and you're not going to. It looks real likely you're not going to.
Nope.
Anyway, voting off Michaela, do you guys think it was a smart move to vote off someone that anyone left could have easily beaten at jury? That is a poor way of phrasing that, JP. But
I would have voted Siree off.
Mm-hmm.
I think
Why vote Michaela off?
I think it was the Abby Maria effect, where she was just bugging the rest of them so bad. You had that throwaway line from Culpep. Like, you had that scene, and in retrospect, we should have seen it. Like, why were they showing us this pointless scene about Michaela telling Brad to go get fish if it wasn't going to result, have any kind of immediate payoff in the next, like, two votes?
Three more days, $1 million. I could deal with someone like that. I take her, Ty, and Troy's and one of the three. Siree, there is no chance. I do not want. I'm not sitting next to her because I can't win.
Maybe
it doesn't matter if it doesn't matter if I've won 9 challenges and in a row and dictated how the game. Siree, like you said, okay. I dictated this game.
Well, what if at the time that, you know, this is pure chaos for part of the alliance here? What if at the time they genuinely think that Siree isn't touchable because they don't know where it is, but Michaela's the easy vote off, so they say, okay, take out the lieutenant for the captain.
I guess, but to me, does anyone think that Michaela, if she was in the final three, wins?
No.
No.
Is there any combination where she could win?
No, so I look forward to her jury speech, though.
Yeah, but I'd vote for Michaela over Troyzan. That'd be about it.
All right. All right, so Mandy says, as a 4-time player, do we really think that Siree didn't read the advantage? Was this all a ruse by Sarah and Siree? Oh, and I guess we still have to give Sarah credit for using the advantage correctly. # fishback is still better. Oh, actually, I saw fishback also tweeted tonight. It was something like, if the vote can ruin Siree's game, then I don't feel quite as bad. It's good company to, I guess, you know, be in. But
I never thought that maybe it was just if they ran out together.
That actually is, that is also just as fascinating as Sean's theory, because wouldn't Siree read it? But, I mean, Sarah mm-hmm. looked so genuinely mad. But, again, she looked genuinely confused to the rest of us last time. So, interesting. I don't know.
Sarah has a good straight. I mean, she has a blank stare on her face.
Well,
I mean, she's
good,
a
cop. She's like, refined from BSing. Like, you know, not. Man. Oh, that is a.
I didn't even think about that.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Well, if it is true, then we would find out on the next Survivor.
And I hope that or in an exit interview, because I need to know the answer to that immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think you're going to immediately, but...
Well, within the next week. All right, well, okay. or such, or the like. Victoria is our round... this is the most feedback that we've ever gotten, 5 emails. I'm, like, super pumped. Victoria says... Boo.
Victoria.
Aria. Toria. Oh, sorry.
Every time Cindy watches Victoria, I sing the Laura Branigan song, Victoria.
Oh, I was singing Gloria. Isn't it Gloria? Or is it Victoria?
It is Gloria, but I always sing Victoria.
Okay. I thought for...
it makes her mad, so... Okay. I win.
I thought for a second I didn't know something. I was like, "Is there? Was this wrong? Is this like one of those cases where
calling Victoria? You say you got the answers." Anyway, go on.
Okay. So Victoria says, "The end had me going crazy 1 minute, and then boom! What? Officer Sarah voted out one of the ones that couldn't win, and then Ciri votes Aubrey. I just can't. Side note, this seems like a setup. Ty heard his name thrown out there and yet still doesn't play his idol. Yeah, okay. Okay, so it kind of feels like Mandy and Victoria sort of agree that there was collusion in some fashion between some people. I don't know.
But Sarah was so good the week before getting Sierra out and getting her to give her the advantage. Why wasn't she smart enough to get Ciri out? Unless she thinks she can beat Ciri.
I really question anybody that thinks that they can beat Ciri. I really do.
Or maybe she can make the case that by Ciri messing up shows that she didn't outplay.
Nah, that's a good point.
And it's like, oh, you claim
to make
a move.
You hold your tongue.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you claim you're making a move. You claim that you can play this game, but you clearly bumbled your move. I didn't do that. Like, I had strategy over.
I gave it to you knowing Sierra. You couldn't use. I gave right. it to you knowing you couldn't use it.
Yeah, that was my big. That was a big move. I undermined your game. And
you're such a good player. You didn't read the fine print. Yeah. Sorry, Ciri.
It doesn't matter. Ciri
you don't
can
deserve
still
the $1 million.
But you still don't go to the end with Ciri because she can still outtalk you.
Oh, yeah. There's no way I'd go to the finals.
I mean, it's just like, you know, no.
it'd be like Wu picking Tony.
Right.
No.
There was a tweet, and I'm trying to find it, from the other day. It was somebody that sided with Jay on the Sarah's winner's edit, or lack thereof. And
okay, then we don't need to. If someone's agreeing with Jay, it's a waste of time.
Oh man, this is gonna bug me because it was just from a few days ago too, and I had it. I was tagged in it. It was from at Slytherin on Twitter, but I don't want to misquote it, and unfortunately, I don't have it saved. Oh well.
Tweet it again.
No, don't tweet it again, because then it's out there twice that people agree with Jay. Someone out there agrees with Jay.
That's,
but I guess
that's
we
true.
All
we don't,
kind of, at this point, agree with Jay, right? That we don't want Sarah to win?
I have no problem with Sarah winning. I think she's... The last few... Like, last 3 or 4 weeks, she's been money.
Yeah, so I mean, she's earned it much more than some other players. So, I mean, I've been opposed to her winning.
All right, well, you know, that's fair. Speaking of winning and winner's edits,
when she wins $1 million, just think how excited she'll be.
You think it should be raised
to
$2 million?
Excited. I'm so excited. I'm really happy right now.
I'm so scared.
You think it should be raised to $2 million? Because it's been $1 million for almost 20 years now. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, inflation. Like, $2 million.
Inflation.
$1 million 20 years ago.
I mean, Burnett makes a fortune off this show. Bump it up, Burnett.
Yeah, seriously. All right, I'm going to try to tally the votes. Please excuse the complete inability to do so, because Jay has three different like things here, and I guess he goes between them, and I'm very confused. Hmm. So let's just start with, since this is the final episode, this is the point in which we have to pick the correct order, right? So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? It is. Nick, you're going to go first because you're going to pick for Jay, and Jay would make me or Jack go first. So F him. He's not here. Let's do it. Who do you think is going to be 5?
Okay, hold on. How many players are left?
5.
Six players.
Okay. Oh, 6, sorry.
There's 6 players left.
Okay, well then, I'm a jerk. Who do you think is going to be 6? So, just to repeat, the players left are Brad Culpepper, Ciri, Ty, Aubrey, Sarah, and Troyzan.
You know, it's funny because Culpepper's the only one you said Brad Culpepper.
Well, yeah, because, I don't know. Just
everyone else, you just gave them the one name.
I know, but there are some people in this world that get just 2 names. My boss, actually, and I were talking about this like 3 years ago, and, you know, I'm a weirdo, so I remember these things. That she was one of those people in high school where she was called by her first and last name. She was always, you know, Whitney last name. And, you know, because some people get called their last name all the time. Some people get called first name. And then just some people just naturally, the way their name flows, get called the first and last name. Now,
yeah, I never get first and last.
Yeah, anybody with the last name Glatfelter is never going to get the last name or first and last name treatment. So
at least they're not going to get a Glatfelter. They're going to get Glado. I don't know, with a D.
Remember at the time my receipt said goat sucker? And I was like, that is not even close. Anyway, Nick, it's not that difficult. Go.
Siri.
Siri 6?
Siri 6, yeah.
Are you asking Siri or are you saying...
I know. Look, this happened to me on the broadcast last night, which I may or may not edit out, because the thing that I accidentally asked Siri was fairly awkward.
The final 6 on Survivor.
There was some guy and some news reporter that did that not too long ago, I think in Australia or somewhere, where he did that. He was making fun of somebody who said, Siri, order me a piano. And she bought a piano for him because I guess he had his credit card linked up or something.
Oh, that's spectacular.
And the news reporter said that on live TV. And so everyone who had that in their house, it ordered them all
like
pianos.
Oh, my God, that's
like
amazing.
Pianos.
I do not feel bad about what happened last night, which you'll all hear about tomorrow or on Friday. All right. So, Siri, 6, 5.
Yeah. Oh, I have to do it all?
Yeah.
Okay. Aubrey.
Okay.
4, I'm going to go with Brad Culpepper.
Oh, you think that Braddy Brad is getting the elusive bridesmaid edit. Okay.
Troy Zan's 3, Ty's 2, Sarah's 1.
You think Sarah's winning?
Yeah. That's just my top of the head guess. I'm sorry if I messed you up, Jay.
No, it's fine. You probably won for him, let's be honest. All right. Interesting. Okay, so Nick has, again, Siri, Aubrey, Culpepper, Troy Zan, Ty, and Sarah. Jack, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. I'm going Aubrey at 6, Siri at 5, Culpepper at 4.
Hold on. Troy, I can't type that fast. Okay, I'm not Jay, all right? Who was at 4? Culpepper?
Aubrey at 6.
I got Aubrey and Siri. Aubrey and
Siri at 5.
Okay.
Brad at 4, hopefully. Troy Zan at 3. Ty 2 and Sarah, I also have winning it.
Yeah, so me and you are basically the same. We're just flipped 2.
The only reason I flipped it because I think Siri is going to go next, but I didn't want to be a copycat or so.
Okay, well, I absolutely also think that Siri is going next, and I just want to go cry in a corner over it. So I'm going to say Siri is at 6.
The only thing that saves Siri is if she can get to Brad and say, look, if we don't vote Sarah out, she's going to win it.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to go Siri
at 6. Sarah can't be voted out next.
Okay, I'm going to go Siri 6, Ty at 5, just because I noticed that neither of you have Ty at 5. I will then go with is Aubrey going to be the bridesmaid? Oh, no. I don't feel like Aubrey's bridesmaid material, though. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to go Ty 5. 4, I'm going to go with... But Aubrey's not bridesmaid material either. Okay. I'm going to go with Sarah... No, because I think Sarah's going to get all the hate at Final Tribal. Okay, well, I'm going to have to go with Aubrey at 5... 4 is Ty, because we love Ty. 3 is Troy Zan. No. Okay, I think it's going to be a tie between Troy Zan and Sarah for the final 3. But I'll do... I feel like... Maybe see... Nope.
Okay. I can see where your way of picking is a lot easier to type.
It is, because that's what I'm actually like, literally doing right now. I'm like typing it out as we do it. It's really great. It's wonderful. Okay. I got it. Okay. I have. Suri at 6, as much as that hurts my heart, because I feel like I just want Suri to go at to win. Suri at 6, Aubrey at 5, Ty at 4, Troyzan at 3, Sarah at 2, and Culpepper winning, because I'm going with it. I said that from the start, and I'm going to stick with that. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Sorry.
At this point, I'd be upset if Culpepper beats Sarah. I'd be upset.
Well, oh well.
I'd be mad.
All right, that is our show for tonight. Earlier in the show, All right, that is our show for this evening, guys. I know I just said that, but we're not editing this, so I gotta say it again. Earlier in the show, Nick mentioned Picture or Didn't Happen. Speaking of Picture or Didn't Happen, if you would like to see Jack's audition video to prove that it did happen, please become a patron, because once we get to the $2,000 mark, we'll all get to see Jack naked on a Zamboni. And I have seen it several times. It is worth it. It is truly worth it, and I mean that as a total compliment.
I've seen it. I got to disagree.
It's worth the okay. So if you donate at the $5 more level, you get into the Facebook group, and that is $60 a year. And I realize that $60 a year is, you know, is kind of like a lot, but I also realize that the prize is Naked Jack, and I feel like.
I think I'll just sell it on Amazon.
I think you're worth it. You are, girl, you are worth that $60 a year. So let's just all donate $5 and get us there.
Yeah, let's just get it over with. So we can go on to the next one.
Well, the next Patreon level is actually a Jan Jack Network trivia off between all of the people in the network. And we did have a little preview for the Patron's Choice show. We recorded it here live with Nick phoning it in on Skype. And I may or may not have had a migraine when it started. And thankfully it kicked in. And I was able to kick
Nick
some
phoning tea. It in again.
Yeah. It was Mary Man versus Broadcast for the Patron's Choice this past month. And it was... Okay, let me just tell you guys. Here's how you know that it was like legit fun. Jay finished, came upstairs, and then, you know, was like, that was pretty fun. And then the next morning, Jay woke up and said, you know, I'm really glad that we did that trivia thing last night, because that was really fun. Now, if Jay is talking about something beyond the initial, like, you know, this just ended 5 minutes ago and I have to say it's fun, then you know it's, like, legitimately fun. So there's your 5-star review. The only one that should matter. It was super fun, though.
Trivia is always fun.
Yeah, it was. So if you want to hear more of that, please consider becoming a patron. You can go to patreon.com/JayandJack, or if you are so inclined, you can become... if you would like to set your Amazon homepage to our link, it is jayandjack.com/Amazon, and we would also just appreciate that. So... Anyway, does anybody else have anything to say? Did I forget anything? I'm not used to. Generally, when I lead shows, it's the broadcast, and I literally write it down in a notebook so I won't forget it to read it.
Did we think our three pages yet?
I was going to finish with that. Okay. So, thank you.
You said, did we forget anything? And I'm just trying to remember that.
No, that's good, because I did forget about that a week ago. So. Thank you to some of our patrons who contribute at a certain level, and that would be Eckhart, Tack, and Molly the Millennial. Thank you guys so much. If you, again, like to become a patron, patreon.com/JayandJack is the way to go. You can find all of us. We all do lots of podcasts each week. Like Nick said earlier, he does the Game of Thrones podcast, he does the Married Man show, and he does Owen and Baru's Barbecue, which I highly recommend you should subscribe to if you're a Star Wars fan, because their first episode was pretty freaking awesome. Jack, as everybody knows, does pretty much every show on the network as well. I think currently What's in Season? Leftovers, a Married Man show, and this one. So
Survivor.
Survivor.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear more of Jack and Nick and Jay, you can hear them all talking about R-rated topics on The Married Man Show.
I'm guessing next week's topic will be Chris falling down the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure as well. And then if you'd like to hear more of me, I appear on the broadcast with the wonderful Shandy and Amanda, and that is a chicks podcast that is for everyone. Nick, you like it, right?
Broadcast, absolutely.
Yeah. Guys, Nick likes it. That's my five-star review. So go check it out. All right. On that note, if you're still listening now and haven't turned it off because you're like, gosh, I've heard these plugs a million times. Team Culpepper.
A million times. No, a couple hundred times.
Just a couple hundred times. That's right. The broadcast is celebrating their one-year anniversary. We're doing a live show.
I can't believe it's been a year already.
I know. We're doing a live show on Wednesday, June 14th, which is the anniversary of the day that we first recorded our first show. Yes, I remembered that because it was also my original due date for Zach, and I talked about that on the first episode. So we're going to do that, wow. And then we're going to have a very, very scattered summer schedule because, like, Shandy's in, like, France for 3 weeks, and I'm in Comic-Con then, and then Amanda goes to Ecuador every year for, what's the building houses thing? I'm the worst.
Oh, Habitat?
Yes, Habitat. She does Habitat every year in, like, Ecuador. So we're going to have a really weird
That's pretty amazing.
It actually is. One of the bracelets that I wear very frequently, she brought back for me from one of her Ecuador travels. I think it was 2006 or 7. So, yeah, it's like the brown bracelet with stars, which you're a dude, so I'm sure you've never noticed it. But I wear it. so there's that. Yeah, anyway, so whatever. You still have 2 months before any of that stuff comes into effect. So on that note, this show is 26 minutes over what Jay would do somewhere. You know, he's getting a good night's sleep right now, like itching, like, oh, my God, there's a podcast going on for longer than 61 minutes. I don't know what to do with myself. So we're going to cut this. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll be back next week. Hey, Jack, do you want to come watch the show and eat pizza with us next week?
To see what's going on at work. Maybe.
Okay, cool.
It's a definite maybe.
Okay. Well, the only caveat is we don't have a DVR, so you have to be here by 8.
I know. That's the problem. Well, can I be there by 8 o'clock? That's the
Unless
issue
you want to, like, bring your DVR or something and set it up earlier in the day. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
But if you can get here by 8, we will get some pizza. Pizza of your choice.
Okay.
And we'll watch it. And you can then listen to Zach go, the challenge! I hope the blue team wins! Even when there's no blue team. So. All right, on that note, guys, thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you guys next week. Without further ado, my name is Colleen.
I'm Nick.
I'm Jack. And
I hear
there's a siren,
LA
so
in
Nick
the background!
Here.
And that's LA.
That's LA.
All right, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.